HQN and Harper Audio present An Affair at Stonecliff by Candace Kemp, performed by Zara Hampton Brown. For Cat Toll. Prologue. Noelle gazed down at the sleeping baby. How were they to live? At first, she had been too numb to think, moving through the past few days in a dazed state, unable to believe that this was real. Adam was too young, too full of life to die. Why had he been so reckless? And why did God? Why had she argued with him that night? She shivered. Their home was still and silent, empty of his laughter, his words, even his scowls or curses when his work went badly. Noelle wished she could return to her earlier befogged state, but this morning, as she had stood at his graveside, the Paris sky fittingly grey and drizzling, her heart had accepted what her mind refused to the past 3 days. Never again would she see her husband's smile or feel the touch of his lips on hers. But she could not allow herself to sink into a morass of grief. She had a baby to care for. As she watched her child sleep, a fierce surge of protectiveness rose in her. She must face the harsh truths, the bitter reality for Gil's sake. There was no one to solve her problems, or even to give her advice. Adam's artist friends? His models? They were all as penniless as she was. Her father was far away in Oxford, and in any case, he was an impoverished academic who could barely manage to support himself. Even less likely to help was Adam's aristocratic father, who had been so opposed to Adam marrying beneath him that he cut his son out of his life. Noelle glanced around their flat, forcing herself to take stock of her situation. There was no money here. Noelle had used the pittance she had stashed away just to pay for Adam's burial and the small headstone. And oh, how it hurt that a man of his artistry should have so little to mark his passing. The butcher refused to sell anything to her until she paid their bill. The wine merchant was already dunning them. That was what set off her argument with Adam and sent him storming out into the night. The flat itself was paid only through the end of the next week, and their landlord was a hard man who would not care that he was tossing a widow and a fatherless baby into the street. It was enough to make her dissolve into sobs, but Noelle had cried so much the last few days that she was utterly drained of tears, and in any case, it would do no good. Crying never solved anything. She must think of what to do. Madame Bissonnet would take her back at the millinery where Noelle had worked before Gil was born. Noelle had been a good clerk, as well as an excellent model for Madame's hats, not to mention the added benefit of being able to converse with English customers. But how was she to work there, or anywhere with a small baby? She could hardly carry an infant about the showroom with her, or take time from making bonnets to feed and tend to him. Even if she could find a way to do so, the money she could earn would be very little. They had always lived on the stipend Adam's family sent him, despite his estrangement from them. Noelle's salary had merely helped make ends meet, when Adam's extravagant spending sent them into dun territory. It wouldn't be enough to live on, and she had no hope that the Rutherfords would continue to provide Adam's much-disliked widow any aid after his death. She could sell Adam's work. She looked across the room to where his easel stood by the window. Finished paintings crowded all around it. The fruit of his genius, the rich glimpses into his soul. Some dark and stormy, others visions of stunning beauty, and all of them compelling. It made her heart ache to think of letting them go. But she would have to try to sell at least some of them. That would bring in enough to live for a while, but he had been able to sell too few of them in the past for her to think she would be able to reap any great sums. They were worth far more to her than they ever would be to someone else. Noelle turned away, going to the alcove that served as their bedroom, and began to take off the black dress she had worn to Adam's.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?